This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Embryonic stem cells are getting a lot of hype these days because after 15 years, the unethically derived cells have finally produced insulin. The hype neglects two scientific breakthroughs that are now 7 years old. In 2007, a Brazilian adult stem cell study reversed juvenile diabetes. Also that year, Shinya Yamanaka induced ordinary skin cells to become fully pluripotent, and these ethically derived cells produce the same insulin currently getting all the hype. Bottom line, embryonic cells are not only unethical, they are simply unnecessary. Abortion advocates may regret ever penning the phrase war on women. War typically has dead people, and between botched abortions and female gendercide, the numbers add up. Reggie Littlejohn points out that gendercide has led to, by one UN estimate, as many as 200 million women missing in the world today due to such abortions fueled by strong cultural preferences for a son. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life. A pro-life group has been complaining over a lack of transparency in Obamacare as to which plans fund abortion and is now doing something about it. The Charlotte Lozier Institute will announce a new website Thursday that will identify exactly which plans fund abortion. This has been Life News Radio.